Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw some short covering today, and boy, did we ever.
Yeah, you know, I think it was one of those. We're getting closer to the all-important acre stocks report, which is 5 trading days away, really 4.5 away. And same theme we've had here for recently, for basically the last 9 days. China again this morning buys corn from the U.S. 8 out of 9 days, and that really set a floor. And then concern started to develop that maybe Russia is trying to set more of a floor on wheat prices. We'll see if that's the case, help the, promote their producer there. So, you know, some bottom line is funds caught short corn, short wheat, going into a major report in a few days, and short covering, and long liquidation may have ended in the soybeans here short term. So bottom line, grain market rallies into the close to end the week.
Yeah, nice to see the lean hog market pick up here today.
You know, finally, the hog market just belly flopped. And, you know, we went from the futures market in hogs had a premium structure in the market. Everybody was optimistic that the cash hog market was going to start to move up seasonally. We went from premiums in the market to discounts in the market, and now we're coming back more to a normal type of basis in the summer months. So that's given us some strength and probably helped the cattle market find a little strength here too, with the packers still making $70 a head or thereabouts, Randy.
Yeah, it's understandable that feeder cattle was a little softer because of the corn market, but even the live cattle had a nice afternoon.
Yeah, you know, the feeder cattle did, although they responded fairly decent considering the corn market was so strong, and feeder cattle numbers are just tight, you know, in the cash market going forward, going to stay that way. And you know, we are going in on the cattle to the best grilling time of the year, the best demand time of the year, if you will, in May. And we're just coming out of the worst demand time frame. So feels like that cyclical bull market is still well alive. Just a setback here, a weather setback, if you will, added some premium. And the hog market may be helping us a little bit here, too.
Yeah. We've got some weather issues coming here next week again, the way it sounds, and some wet weather in the southern plains here. So any talk of like, delayed planting yet at all or not?
You know, it's not yet, although, you know, there's planting, as you know, aggressively in Texas and down in the Delta area. You know, I think more of a concern is in the northern plains with the growing season. Are we going to see a higher prevent plant? Remember, in 2019, prevent plant acres were all the way up to close to 20 million acres when it was a bit wet. You know, and this year the government's looking more like 6.2 million. So that prevent plant's going to be watched very close with this acre mix also, Randy.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing. We got a lot of snowpack here on the ground, and really not too many people talking about how wet it is. It's more about how cold it is. It's not allowing the snow to melt.
Well, and that's it. You know, it all adds up to, you know, what is going to be the optimal planting date as we go forward. And this thing's going to come at us pretty fast here going forward. So the weather, I think it's fair to say that we're switching the weather watch from South America to North America. Argentina, it is what it is. And I know we need some rain in the safrinha crop, the second corn crop going forward, as we're switching from La Nina to an El Nino possibly going forward, Randy.
Anything else we need to be aware of we're talking about here?
Well, I think we just have to watch over the weekend. Do we continue the financial watch continues with these banks? Is there any other issues out here? So that'll be watched. The dollar will be watched. And if anything comes out of Russia with the wheat issues.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.